Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now, Matt Clements is one of the most talented hairdressers in New Zealand. In fact, last year he won Colourist of the Year at the Hair Awards, and he's just done the same thing. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks very much.
Yeah. What do you like about colour?
Mate, I think just the variation and the ability to change things very quickly. At the same time, yeah, it's fun just putting your hands in a few bowls of goo.
Now, listen, tell me, though, you're the owner of Assembly Hair at Alexandra Headway there in Queensland.
Yeah.
I've seen your photographic portfolio this year and last year, and we've had your work in the pages of magazine and online, and they're absolutely spectacular. For a customer coming into your salon, though, tell me the process that they go through, because obviously your work for the competition is something quite different to what, you know, you're doing on a day-to-day basis.
To be honest, not that different at all.
Okay.
You know, I think my work is quite commercial. I mean, there's strength in it, but, you know, I still want women to look beautiful. You know, whether they have, you know, parts of their hair, you know, taken out very short or strong colour, it's all about inspiration, and you can adapt, you know, pretty much any look to the high street.
Yeah.
You know, very, very easily. And I think, too, you know, my reputation or our reputation at the Assembly, you know, not only throughout Australia, but, you know, wherever we travel and do our work. You know, our work's known to be strong and edgy, but all of that can be softened to suit someone's lifestyle.
That's right.
You know, at the same time, it's what brings clients to us.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're 18 or you're 80, people, I think, still come to see us for, you know, just a high level of work and a good finish and just the fact that we're thinking a little bit more about what we're doing.
Now, you're an ambassador. In fact, you're a global ambassador for Schwarzkopf, you know, from a colour point of view.
That's right.
The inspiration as you travel around the world with them, what do you take and bring back to Australia and New Zealand?
There's various things. I mean, I get inspiration from all sorts of things. I mean, I surf and I have a music studio, and there's lots of things I'm personally into, but, you know, travelling and meeting different people, and, you know, I think people are basically the same everywhere you go. It's just, you know, whether you're in a city or, I mean, certainly Europe, you have a lot more changes seasonally happening than we perhaps have down in Australia. So, you know, the things I think I bring back are probably not as many as things that I take away. You know, I think Australia and New Zealand, you know, have so much to offer in the world of fashion, and part of that's because we're kind of left alone. You know, we can develop what we do, and, you know, I think... You know, I learn every day wherever I am, but certainly it's when I go away that I find people actually get more out of us.
Yeah.
You know, I think for so long we've been considered the back end of fashion, but I can tell you what we're doing down here is right on the money.
For a lot of our listeners listening in today to the program, and look, we see these glossy magazines and we see people look so beautiful, very hard to recreate if you're on a very tight budget. So what are a couple of things that people could do at home who are considering using colour, and what's your advice on that?
First and foremost, what you have has to suit your lifestyle, and budget is part of that. You know, a lot of the photographs that people might bring in you know, require a certain amount of effort and maintenance, whether that be, you know, on the tools, you know, before you go to work with a blow dryer, or in the salon every 6 weeks. I mean, I would always, as a colourist, of course, suggest that people see someone professional. Mm. You get a professional job done, it'll actually last you longer. There's always ways to upkeep and refresh in colour at home, but I wouldn't look to start those things at home. I think to maintain something that's been done, maybe that you get to stretch it out a little bit more. But certainly if budget's an issue, then, you know, as a loose rule, the more I do to you, the more you have to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, keep it simple.
Why should people use colour?
Colour is, you know, look at it. I mean, as much as a black and white image can look amazing, or black and white television, you add colour and all of a sudden it's, you've got luminosity and you've got shine and there's a bit of radiance. And, you know, I think above all else, I can bring things out in a haircut that perhaps you're not willing to do with a pair of scissors. So show texture and, you know, have gradient of tones. But above all else, you know, the best hair is shiny hair, whether that be blue, black, red, or yellow, or brown. It doesn't really matter, but shiny hair is the best, and, you know, it should complement your skin.
That was Matt Clements, who is such a talent. You know, his work is absolutely extraordinary, and I'm so happy that he has won that award again, because if anyone deserves it, it's him. So for any more details on Matt's work, go to mindfood.com.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.